Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Plans for a scrapped Undertaker feud have been revealed. We'll talk about that in a minute. Plus, a Raw star has signed with a major sports agent. And good news if you love Dark Side of the Ring. For Tuesday, October the 20th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Doing any spoilers for Monday Night Raw, you can hear all about Raw on Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on today. But oh my days, the Elias concert, the highlight of Monday Night Raw this week, the absolute highlight. Elias was chatting with Sports Illustrated recently and talking a little bit about some feuds that he had planned that were nixed, one of them involving John Cena and the other involving The Undertaker. So let's get into it. From Sports Illustrated, Elias says, quote, "New Orleans, I'm in the mix with John and The Undertaker. The next year, I'm in there with John and The Undertaker again, with John at WrestleMania and The Undertaker the next night on Raw. I was supposed to go on and face The Undertaker at the show in Saudi Arabia. That never ended up happening because of Goldberg, but that match was supposed to be my match. The year after that was supposed to be myself against John Cena at WrestleMania in a 3-year running story. Things obviously got changed, and that didn't end up happening." You have to feel for Elias, who, by the sounds of it, for like 3 years has been close to these massive money matches against WWE legends. The Undertaker and Elias, I think, could have made some magic together. I think Undertaker has always come across in interviews and behind the scenes as a guy that is willing to put the right people over, and I feel like he and Elias could have made for some really interesting, they could have made some interesting music together, if you pardon the pun. And instead, obviously, we got Undertaker and Goldberg, and we all know how that went, don't we? So I'm hoping that there will come a time with Elias working with more names like that. Of course, Elias now in the mix with Jeff Hardy, who is certainly no rookie in WWE. I think to be involved with Jeff Hardy at the moment is great for his stock. I feel like Elias has a lot to offer in WWE over the next few years. In fact, Elias is going to be part of Hell in a Cell this Sunday. It was confirmed on Raw that Elias and Jeff Hardy will go one-on-one this Sunday. It was a match that was announced during the episode of Raw, and they are set to fight on Sunday, along with three other Hell in a Cell matches. Now, Jeff and Elias won't be inside Hell in a Cell. That'll just be a standard match. But the three matches inside of Hell in a Cell, as it stands, are Sasha Banks and Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I feel that should go on last. That should be your main event. They've built years for at least a year for this. The I Quit Hell in a Cell match between Roman Reigns and Jey Uso is on the card. I'm nervous what's going to happen to Jey Uso in that match. I'm quite nervous for him. And Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton will be inside Hell in a Cell fighting for the WWE Championship as well. We'll talk all about how they got to Hell in a Cell on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little later on today. Can I possibly tempt you with some cash back next time you shop online? If you live in the UK, you'll love this. We've teamed up with Quidco, and we want to give you cash back when you spend at hundreds of top retailers like Currys, Argos, eBay, Amazon, hundreds, the full list on the Quidco website. And chances are you shop at quite a few of them. You get money back on stuff you were already going to buy. And just for signing up at cultaholic.com/cashback, you get a free fiver. Cashback paid direct to your PayPal or your bank account. Find out more and grab yourself a fiver on us at cultaholic.com/cashback. Charlotte Flair has signed a deal with Vayner Sports, the talent agency. She has become the first pro wrestler to be signed by AJ and Gary Vaynerchuk's agency. You may be familiar with Tea with Gary V. He talks quite extensively about some of his big business opportunities. So he's had conversations with Stephanie McMahon quite extensively recently. So I'm not surprised this has led to somebody joining his books. So the agency is owned by AJ and Gary. It was launched back in 2016 off the back of VaynerMedia. They had football players originally. They've diversified into combat sports. MMA guys like Eddie Alvarez and Chris Weidman and Vita Belfort are on the books. And now Charlotte Flair becomes the first wrestler to be on the books for them as well. More than a year after his last fight, staying vaguely with MMA, Jake Hager is going to be returning to Bellator in less than 10 days. This was reported by MMA Junkie, who said that Hager is going to be back at Bellator for their 250th show on the 29th of October. He's going to be facing undefeated heavyweight Brandon Carlton. Now, Hager has, since last time he wrestled, really established himself as part of the sports entertainment world again, as part of AEW. And it's going to be great to see him back in there doing something else that he's passionate about, the mixed martial arts stuff. It was Jericho, actually, that recently said the reason that Jake Hager ended up joining with AEW is because, well, Jericho's a fan, and Jericho trained with the same guy who trains Jake Hager. And he put in the word to say, hey, get Jager to get in touch with me. I've got an idea for him. Hence, Jake Hager joining the inner circle and being part of AEW. Now, this will be the first fight that Hager's had inside a cage since his loss last October to Anthony Garrett. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of conditioning he will be in on the 29th of October. Staying with AEW, Steve-O from Jackass is going to be on Dynamite this week. He's put together a video with Darby Allin. Allin announced it on Instagram saying, check out All Elite Wrestling Wednesday night to see what myself and Steve-O have in store. And it looks as if they've done some kind of crazy stunt. So you've got Darby Allin and Steve-O in this teaser video just setting up for something. It involves a skateboard ramp and a body bag. You can watch the thing on Darby Allin's Instagram page right now. And some great news, if you are a fan of Dark Side of the Ring, it is coming back. It has been renewed by Vice Television for a third season. And Morgan Hertzen, who is the executive VP of Vice, had this to say, quote, Dark Side of the Ring is a knockout show for Vice TV. The tag team executive producers of Evan Husney and Jason Eisner are true heavyweight champions of the world of television, and we are so excited to pin them down for a third season of this incredible series. I see what you're doing here, Morgan. I see what you're doing. Seasons 1 and 2 of Dark Side of the Ring are examples of the compelling, thought-provoking and engaging storytelling we champion here at Vice TV. We can't wait to see what the series will throw down in the third round. PW Insider has also noted on their website that a few episodes that are in the works potentially include one about Grizzly Smith, the father of Jake the Snake Roberts. David Arquette has also talked about being in an episode that focuses on Nick Gage. And Eric Bischoff has also said there's going to be episodes based on the WCW New Japan show in Korea. And that's a fascinating story. I know Ric Flair's autobiography goes into quite a bit of detail about what went on there. And also an episode on the life of Brian Pillman. One would hope they would be getting my boy Liam O'Rourke involved with that one, who wrote Crazy Like a Fox, the Brian Pillman story. I might ask him later, see if he knows anything about it. Cultaholic.com right now. More details as we head into Hell in a Cell on Sunday. You can find out how the card is shaping up at Cultaholic.com. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, in case you missed it over the weekend, we have ranked every single hardcore champion from worst to best. A lot of them. It's a decent long list, worth checking out if you have some time on your hands. It's a worthwhile investment. Also, on the YouTube channel from last night, 10 other wrestlers who slammed Andre the Giant. Hulk Hogan will make you feel like he was the only one that ever did it. That's not the case. There's been quite a few, and you can find out who on the YouTube channel. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Tonight, it is Sam Driver swapping with Adam Pacitti for 1 week only. He's going to be kicking back and playing some games. If you follow Sam on Twitter at Less Defined, he'll no doubt ask what you want to see. And it's a bit of a free-for-all tonight. Adam will be back on Thursday, so you'll get your dose of British television from the 90s with Adam on Thursday. That's on twitch.tv/cultaholic. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed today, I'm really excited about this. It is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. It is myself and Matthew Gregg. We're talking about the first SmackDown following Judgment Day 2000. So the return of the Undertaker, the American badass Undertaker, making first appearances here. And this week, we are joined by the man behind the What Happened series on YouTube. He is a video game super expert, and he's a massive wrestling fan as well. We're joined by Matt McMuscles for this, and expect a lot of laughter, particularly at one point where we sat and broke down the possibilities of a Kane and Linda McMahon sitcom.
On the front cover of Business Week, Linda McMahon and Kane in the ultimate version of this poly couple sees you at the bar and you think, maybe meme that keeps on going around my Facebook.
I guess this is just like a random photo op, like, oh, just get Kane on there. But there wasn't any storyline reason for him to be there. Like, he'd never really had any association with Linda, right?
If you think my promo skills are bad, you should talk to Linda for 5 minutes.
I want a Netflix spin-off.
John, I like to see the Kane and Linda show in the style of a 1950s sitcom.
Kane, have you seen my portfolio for the important meeting I'm having with the investors?
I thought it was my brother, the Undertaker, and I threw it in the fire.
Oh, you.
Oh, no, my boss. Me, I guess? I don't know who this boss would be at this point. I think she owns everything.
My boss is me!
I'm coming home for dinner. It better be ready. Kane's like, oh, no.
I better not accidentally burn this turkey with my flame powers.
Now, Kane, Auntie Belinda's coming round to pick up this very expensive vase. Make sure we don't drop it. Okay.
Kane, sweetie, I'm busy running WWF right now, but our son wants a brand new copy of this Daikatana. You need to go down to the toy store and pick it up, toot sweet.
But it shuts in 18 minutes, and it takes at least 30 on the A45. What am I going to do?
Undertaker comes with his bike. Oh, Uncle Taker will drive me.
Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.